Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks open the month of February in the Great Northwest, looking to keep their road mojo going while avenging their last road loss in the process. For the Vancouver Canucks, it's all about the top rookie scorer and two future Hall of Famers named Sedin, while for the Blackhawks, it's all about the points. Bo Horvat over the hot line down the left wing corner, runs into a check from Jordan Osterley, spins it behind the net around to the right wing board. Henrik Sedin put it out to the line, Edler fires from there, chest save is made. Henrik Sedin from the right circle, shoots it down as Forsberg, laying on his side, stacking the pads, and makes the save with the arm and the glove, and he holds on. Henrik Sedin, no goals in his last 32 games. He's got two in the season. He probably had his best chance in a while to score right there. Keith handling it between the circles to a chorus of boos. Now he passes to Brandon Saad off the bench and over the Canuck line to Schmaltz. Now the right wing moves in back in. He scores! Nick Schmaltz! That was a perfect setup from Brandon Saad, and you really saw the speed there of Schmaltz. He broke behind the defenseman down the right wing, walked it in on Markstrom, and beat him with a backhand through the five hole. It's 1-0 Hawks. Stetcher out of the box as good Branson clears to center ice up the right wing to Stetcher to Gonzo on the hot line on a 2-on-1 break. He fires, he scores! Now that was just a broken play, but the Canucks' Brendan Gaunce got to the puck inside the Hawks zone and let a 2-on-1 break into the right circle. He used the man going down the left wing side as a decoy and fired it past Forsberg, and we're tied at one. Draw came back to Edler at the line. Drives a shot that deflects over the Hawk net. Brock Besser pulls it out, working against his old teammate Nick Schmaltz at North Dakota. Around to Besser with a shot from the right point, they score! And deflected off of somebody in front of the Hawk net. Might have been another Canuck player, might have been Eric Gustafson. But it found its way in behind Anton Forsberg. And the Canucks now lead 2-1. Might be Bo Horvat's goal. Here's Keith at the puck left point, trying to feed it over to Toews. Picked off by Horvat on a 2-on-1 break over the Hawk line. Right circle, shoots Forsberg, a nice save with the blocker. Duncan Keith falls underneath one of the Sedins. A stick breaks, Keith gets to the puck, lost it to Henrik Sedin along the right boards. To the high slot, Vertanen turns and fires, they score. It's Daniel Sedin at the top of the crease, redirecting that shot past Forsberg. Are we looking at deja vu all over again? It's 3-1 Vancouver. Here's a shot from the slot now by DeBrincat, and a save made by Markstrom with the body. Perfect setup, by the way, by Jonathan Toews. Toews hands it off to DeBrincat, left circle, shoots, he scores! The Cat rips it past Markstrom into the top shelf. Boy, that was a precision shot by Alex DeBrincat. He puts the Hawks back to within a goal of the Canucks at 3-2. Kane down to the corner, fed it out in front, and then that's picked off. And Tanev moves it ahead. Here come the Canucks 3-on-2 led by Gaunt. To Erickson over the Hawk line, down the right wing. Erickson trying to front, they score. Brendan Gaunt, right place, right time to tip that shot past Forsberg. And the Canucks now lead 4-2 with 2:58 left in the sprint to the finish, third period of play.